Solar energy and consumer advocates are asking the state to deny CenterPoint Energy's request to pay people with new solar panels less for extra energy they deliver to the grid. As Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports, they say the Southern Indiana utility is using a different way to calculate that excess energy than lawmakers intended.
Utilities subtract how much energy someone with solar panels uses from how much they produce for the grid over a whole month and get credits for any extra energy they delivered. Too many credits, in CenterPoint's view. Instead, the company wants to calculate almost in real time, giving new solar customers credits for only moments they produce excess energy. Laura Ann Arnold is the president of the Indiana Distributed Energy Alliance. She says this would be a disadvantage to people who plan to invest in solar panels. But also, this other method isn't part of the state's net metering law.
CenterPoint did not adhere to the state law, and the commission authorized something that was not contained within the state legislation.
CenterPoint is one of five utilities that want to move to lower rates for solar customers. They may decide to follow its lead. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.